The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Earlier this week, Father Israel and I were commenting on how quickly this Easter season has gone by, and maybe it's because of the current predicament that has shifted us out of simply doing things as usual. When things are new, sometimes they go by quicker than expected. Next weekend, we celebrate the Ascension, then Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, the Body and Blood of Christ, Father's Day, and then it's summer. I suppose it seems like a lot, but I think the next few weeks will pass by pretty quickly. This looking ahead also calls for a look back, too, at the strange way we celebrated Easter and all the things we've been missing during the outbreak. While there's been a few sad moments during the last couple of months, there's been some things to celebrate, too. During a period of fear and uncertainty, when many have lost jobs, I've been impressed at many unexpected displays of generosity, too. A food drive last month more than filled the shelves of the food bank and funded a good reserve, so our church is well equipped for feeding the hungry. When concerns arose about meeting the needs of our sponsored refugee family, donations rolled in, guaranteeing that the needs of this family will be met till the end of 2020. In this challenging time, our parish has accomplished some great things that will better the lives of many people. Of course, we have to praise God for how he has blessed the time, money, and efforts that many have generously offered. Without him, these efforts may have amounted to nothing at all. But we can still be proud of the generosity and openness demonstrated in our community. In the second reading today, St. Peter encourages the faithful of the early church to always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. St. Peter knows that Christians have been given the gift of hope. The saint calls us to defend the hope we have, not because hope needs defense in some way. It comes from God and doesn't need to be defended. No, he calls on us to defend the hope we have because it benefits others around us. Life and the challenges of living in the world look very different for those who have hope. We know there's more than what the world offers, but many do not. We know we're loved by God, and we know we have a purpose, but many do not. We heard in the gospel, "In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." We find hope when many others cannot, because we have recognized God at work. So it's on us who have received this gift from God to give to others every reason to hold onto hope. This hope we have, how we express it, becomes our defense of hope and the good news that gives every reason to have hope. There are indeed many ways the hope can be expressed, and it's going to look different for each person. Generosity is a common way to express hope. When hope is lost, the temptation is to hold back for protection. Hope, on the other hand, encourages generosity to give away, knowing that God will meet our needs. Generosity is nothing new at St. Joseph Church, and some of that generosity is highlighted in the 2019 Stewardship Report that our Parish Finance Advisory Committee released earlier this week. You can find the report on our website. Just scroll down to the bottom and click or tap on Stewardship. Those who sign up for the e-bulletin will be sent a copy on Friday also. The report gives us a summary of the finances of our parish last year, pointing out some of the good work done, as well as some challenges for the future. We're really very lucky here. Thanks to generous people, our facilities are generally in good working order and meet most of the needs of our community. Because of good financial stewardship, even in the midst of a pandemic, we're able to function, to serve, and secure employment for our wonderful staff. And I think that really reveals the love you have for those who have made a career out of serving you. Really, there are many to thank for this. On Saturday next weekend, after the 4:30 Mass, our Parish Finance Advisory Committee will stream a town hall-style discussion. They will give some insights into the stewardship report, comment on the financial challenges of the pandemic, and you'll have a chance to present questions or comments too. And details about this are on the website. Planning for the future is also a defense of the hope we have. While hopelessness may tempt some to focus on the immediate concerns of today, hope demonstrates our belief in the joys and promises of tomorrow. Your generosity helps with planning for the future of our parish. As with any building, there's always things that can be improved. I suspect that whatever you happen to be seated on now is probably in better shape and much softer than our pews that definitely need some work, as does the outside of the Knights Hall. Our office is not accessible to those with disabilities and poses a challenge for some. The equipment we're using to stream the Mass is mostly borrowed and can't stay as it is once we welcome worshipers into our church once again. Some wonder if a more permanent and discreet installation after the pandemic might benefit those who are simply unable to join us for whatever reason. More than a few have expressed to me a desire for air conditioning in the church. These would all be great additions to the accessibility and experience of our worship here. Of course, I know that for many, this is the worst time to bring up money, and I'm certainly not making an appeal here. Definitely put your families and loved ones first and adapt your giving according to whatever situation you find yourself in. But do remember your church, even if it's in your prayers. It has certainly taken on a different form, but we are still working to serve where we can. We're praying for you. The Mass is celebrated regularly for you as well. Speaking just for myself for a moment, at this time I am increasing my own giving. I know that I am very lucky. I have great job security, and during this time, many of my own expenses have dropped, simply because I'm not going out so much. So as an act of thanksgiving and of sacrifice for those who perhaps struggle at this time in ways that I do not, as a way to help my parish and as a defense of the hope that I have, I increase my offering, at least for a time. I'm not suggesting that anyone has to or ought to follow in my lead. But if you recognize that you've received a blessing, find a way to give thanks. And if you've been given the gift of hope, make sure it's expressed in some way that encourages others to share in our hope. There are many who don't see the Easter miracle as we do and could certainly use some hope in their lives. Loving Father, we pray for an increase in hope. We pray for those who are isolated in nursing and retirement homes. We pray for those who are sick and fearful. We pray for those trapped in homes filled with conflict and for those who have lost employment. Should it be your will, take our offerings and gifts, multiply them, fill us with the gift of hope, and with assistance from the Holy Spirit, may we find creative and effective ways to share that hope with others. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.